Hello and welcome in to Comstock Park, Michigan, an LMCU ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Final game, 2024 season. Adam, hello there.
What's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Had the chance to catch up with Lugnuts hitting coach Kevin Kuzminoff earlier today. Let's see if we can grab a little bit of this conversation. And then we'll get into starting lineups and the final game of the year. How's that sound? Here's my conversation with Kuz. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler joined by Lugnuts hitting coach and acting manager Kevin Kuzminoff. Should I have said that? Should I just say hitting coach?
Yeah.
Kuz,
yeah.
How has the season been?
We have done things well. We have not done things well. You know, I'm always a guy that tries to be positive, but I'm also never satisfied.
Yes.
I'm always trying to get better, and more and more and more and more is better.
You can be a positive realist.
Sure. And I think having the outlook of not being satisfied and where we need to improve, it's like we train so hard, we hit enough baseballs, we throw enough bullpens, we take enough ground balls, and, you know, is our mind in it when we do it, you know? But we are already at a disadvantage in this game. It's a failure game, and so I'm always looking, well, how can we be better? And when we have a successful day, it's like, that's what we should do. We should have a successful day, you know, because we train hard and we hit baseballs, hitting the center of the baseball and trying to locate our targets, you know, in the bullpen, you know, and so it's, you know, but at the same time, enjoying the process along the way and having fun, because I think when we have fun, you know, I think we can let our natural talent go.
Coming back to the Midwest League, in terms of when you were with Lake County, they were in the South Atlantic League. You got celebrated this year coming back to Lake County. How did that feel?
It felt good that I was still somewhat relevant.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a current big leaguer, so, you know, they're kind of like, well, you know, you used to play, you know, back when they didn't throw as hard, so, you know, but now, you know, but it was great. It was good. It was, you know, that was a good season for me. You know, I was a sixth-round pick and really not on the map. I was a nobody and swung it well and played an okay defense, I think, that year. But it was – and then got the call-up with Cleveland. So, you know, still being a Cleveland organization, it was nice to get.
Doggone right. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, Adam Jaxa here. Let's go over your starting nines. Josh Carota-Grauer leads off at shortstop for the Nuts. Jared Dickey bats second in right field. Hitting third, the center fielder, Johnny Butler. Batting third, the third baseman, Luke Mann. Catching C.J. Rodriguez, hits fifth. Batting sixth at second base, Casey Amauchi. Hitting seventh at DH, it's T.J. Schofield-Sam. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Cole Kahn. Riding off the order, the left fielder Sahid Valenzuela bats ninth. Carota-Grauer, Dickey, and Butler. Mann, Rodriguez, Yamauchi. Schofield, Sam, Kahn, and Valenzuela. Adam, you got a spotlight lug nut for me?
Yeah, let's go with Joshua Carota-Grauer. Love this guy's leading off. So let's see if he can continue to have some success. He hit it pretty well yesterday from what I heard.
You heard correctly. Right-hander Carlos Marcano get the ball today for West Michigan. Carota-Grauer with three more hits. His batting average is up to 270. The defense for West Michigan, the catcher, is Ricardo Hurtado. At first base, Luke Gold. At second, Jim Jarvis. At shortstop, Johnny Peck. At third base, Isaac Pacheco. On the outfield, in left Seth Stevenson in center field. Meanwhile, for the West Michigan Whitecaps today, it's Max Clark. And in right field, Roberto Campos. You ready?
Let's do it, man. One final time here in 2024.
One last ride.
Family.
Family. Josh Kuroda Grauer steps up there. 67 degrees. 68, you know. 2:01 p.m. First pitch. A bouncer on the left side. Shortstop Peck grabs those to first. And a hop at the bag, but then Gold came down with it. Kuroda Grauer on one pitch and one gone. We're underway 4 minutes early, just the way that we like it.
Whoa, what is going on?
Yeah.
I've never seen West Michigan early. Usually they're not even on time, and they're 4 minutes ahead of schedule on the last day of the year?
Here's Jared Dickey. What do you think? Is he first pitch swinging? First pitch. He swings and chops it up the middle. Shortstop Peck, back of second, throws to first. Two pitches, two outs.
Guys, settle down. What are we doing here? We got 1 day left. Let's relax.
Is Johnny Butler swinging?
No. No way.
By 1 day left, Adam means today. Home plate umpires Jabril Jeter Abdullah. Bases umpires Justin Hopkins. There's Johnny. Had to quickly climb into the batter's box. First pitch. It takes a called strike. Fastball at 92 miles an hour. Adam C., this is what you hustled back for, and they're hustling for you.
Well, I'm here. No need to hustle. Take your time, guys.
Two outs, nobody on. Righty to lefty. That's up high. One ball, one strike. Johnny Butler closing out the year. Playing his Lugnuts team-leading 113th game. Takes, strike called on the slider. Yesterday out of the leadoff spot, what do you say? A single, a walk, a hit by pitch. Scored the Lugnuts' only run. Marcano throws. Inside. Two balls and two strikes. This is more like it.
Yes, indeed. Good at bat here by Johnny Butler. See if he can get aboard.
The man is waiting on deck. Third baseman Pacheco to the shortstop hole. Pitch is on its way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball away. And let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Three up, three down for the Nuts. Lansing nothing. West Michigan is coming up against Luis Morales when we return on the final day of the year.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Lugnuts were set down quietly in the top half. Here come the Whitecaps. Leading off, center fielder Max Clark. Batting second, the DH Max Anderson. Heading third, the shortstop Johnny Peck. Right fielder Roberto Campos cleans up. Third baseman Isaac Pacheco bats fifth. Batting sixth at first base, Luke Gold. Second baseman Jim Jarvis bats seventh. Catcher Ricardo Hurtado bats eighth. And batting ninth, left fielder Seth Stevenson. Adam, your spotlight Whitecap is... Luis Morales' pitch. Max Clark takes a cold strike on the fastball at 98.
I wanted to hold for dramatic purposes, Jesse, but I am taking this guy right here, Max Clark.
Righty to lefty. Clark swings and crowds it foul up the right side. The count on Clark is nothing and two. you hold for dramatic purposes, and you know who else does? That's right, Jabril Jeter Abdullah, the home plate umpire. Most dramatic umpire in the Midwest League here in the second half. What you got, Max Clark? No score. Nobody on, nobody out. 0-2 pitch. Up and in, low bridge, and down he goes. Fastball at 97. Clark's batting average is down to 265. Jabril Jeter Abdullah cleared the home plate circle. Have you ever seen that? The home plate umpire threw it in reverse and backed right up to the grass.
There's a lot of things I haven't seen that have gone on this week.
Here's the 1-2. Broken bat, ground ball foul off the right side. Who wants a Max Clark bat? How much do you think they could get for that thing?
There can't be that many takers, right? There's not like there's big lines or anything to see this guy play and get his autograph.
So many folks. Clark is playing in his fifth game in the series. He went 3-for-5 in the opener, then 0-for-4, 2-for-4, then 0-for-4. So all things considered, he's 5-for-17 against the Nuts. He has walked once, and they've struck him out 5 times. Overall in September, a 227 hitter. Now this new bat has a light blue barrel. The pitch, flared off the hands, foul, left side, back into the crowd. Ooh, off the noggin. 1-2.
Is that a friendly hop off the noggin? As friendly as it can get?
Clark takes ball 2 down and in. There's a fan sitting down, and a fan right above them reaching out for the ball. And the fan standing up, reaching out, whiffed. And the fan sitting down, hello there. 2-2 pitch. Line drive left field to Heath Valenzuela. Puts it away. And Max Clark is out number 1.
Jesse, we talk about Mr. Morales a little bit here.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is, in my mind, this is a big performance for him. It's the last day of the year, but he has really struggled in terms of how good he's been over his last, you know, 4 outings. So can we get him back to a good form today?
Max Anderson takes ball 1 outside at 96. 22nd start of the year. He's at 78 and 1/3 innings. Delivers. Anderson stays away from a high fastball at 98. 2 balls, no strikes, no score, 1 out. The turn, the hezzy, the leg kick, the pitch. Line drive down the right field line, foul. 97 miles an hour on the fastball. I went back at him. You know, today in Lugnuts history, last year, September the 8th, 2023, Luis Morales was on the mound for the Lugnuts at Lake County. 4 shutout, 1 hit innings. He struck out 4. He looked great on that occasion. How does he finish out this year? The A's top pitching prospect. 2-1 pitch. Check swing, foul, strike 2.
Well, his last 3 outings, 6 runs, 6 runs, 7 runs allowed. The walks have been up. He's had 10 total walks his last 3 outings. Even before that against Great Lakes, 4 runs, 3 walks.
Here it comes. Down low. 3 balls and 2 strikes on the off speed.
And this is after we saw a stretch of 6 straight outings where he gave up 2 runs or less. You know, so, and that was right when he went down to the Futures game. He gained some momentum and he's lost a little bit here.
Payoff. Foul back. He got Max Clark on a 2-2 pitch to fly out to left field. He's battling Anderson on 3-2. Johnny Peck waits on deck. His catcher today is C.J. Rodriguez. The sign, and Morales' pitch. A ground ball on the left side and through between Mann and Carota Grauer. Base hit. Left fielder Valenzuela gets it in. 1-out single for Max Anderson. Now here's Johnny Peck. 1 on, 1 gone. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Short lead for Anderson at first base. Righty to righty. Peck takes a called strike. Well, the fastball's looking good early, Adam. 98 miles an hour and right there at the knees.
And that's where it starts. He's got to use that fastball to work off the great off-speed stuff, including that excellent slider.
Do we see the slider here? Swing and a miss. We see the cheddar. What, your 97-mile-an-hour fastball served to you around your shoulders, or where do you like it? Johnny Peck out of Pepperdine, bat held high above his head. The deal. Did not chase down and away. Anderson stays put at first base. That's the sweeper. One ball and two strikes the count. So Morales is getting out in front. Can he finish off the batter for his first K? Let's it fly. Up and away. The fastball taken for ball two. Peck comes in hitting 288 through 17 games. He took over for Kevin McGonigal, Adam's favorite white cap, when McGonigal was injured. Break even. Down and away. Great scoop, Rodriguez. Back pick, tag. Late. Safe the call. Anderson sprawled back in, hands first. Started with a great pickup by Rodriguez and then checking in on Cole Kahn.
Yeah, there's a real transformation when Kevin McGonigal was into the white cap order.
One out, one on. Again, a payoff. Check swing, went too far. Struck him out with a fastball at 98, up around his ears. First strikeout for Morales. Two down.
If he had cat-like reflexes like McGonigal, he wouldn't have come around on strike three. But how about that right there for Morales? Climb the ladder, 98. See you later.
The cleanup hitters, Roberto Campos, lines it out to center field for Johnny Butler to put away. Inning over. Well, Luis Morales was throwing a lot of pitches there. He got up to 20, and then Campos helped him out. The single is stranded. Scoreless frame. Let's go to the second. Game number 131. Finale for the year. No score between the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Luke Mann leads off the second, no score. Luke Chance, Mann, Rodriguez, and Yamauchi. The righty, Carlos Marcano throws. Mann takes ball one inside. Luke Mann, coming off an RBI single yesterday. Righty to lefty, a bouncer over the pitcher's mound. Shortstop Peck, right of second, grabs, throws, out at first base. Third ground out to Johnny Peck at short. And a four-batter span. One up and one gone. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. Adam, have you already prepared a great trivia question for today?
Oh, I absolutely have. But I got, you know, we're open if you got one that you want to drop in.
Ah, no, I love it. Here's the pitch to C.J. Fly, right side. Long run in for Roberto Campos. Second baseman heads out. Campos a diving try. Can't make the catch. It's off his glove. Second baseman Jarvis picks it up. Rodriguez for second. Throw in there is late. Double for CJ. Campos on the final day of the year decided, let's try for one last highlight reel catch. He just could not squeeze as he hit the grass hard. And CJ Rodriguez has his sixth double of the year. So we are not going to see a no-hitter on this final day of the season.
Well, shucks.
Do you know that there has been a no-hitter thrown the final day of the Major League season? Casey Amauchi lays down a bunt right in front of the plate, picked up by catcher Hurtado. He throws it to first, they get the out. Across to third base, not in time, skips away from Pacheco. CJ stays put. So Yamauchi is out, out number two. And Rodriguez has the potential first run of the game. 90 feet closer for TJ Schofield-Sam. I think that bunt was deadened a little bit too much by Yamauchi. See, yeah, the official score does give him a sacrifice.
Yeah, CJ, give him credit there. He played that well. He just kind of paused there, waited for the throw to go to first, and then continued over to second base. Got there in time.
Yes, sir. TJ Schofield, Sam, the DH, batting left. First pitch. Outside, ball one. Can the Lugnuts score early? Rodriguez at third, no score. Top of the second, two outs. Schofield, Sam, at base hits in his first two tries yesterday. He swings, fouls this pitch back into your living room. One ball, one strike.
That one was tight down there.
Backdoor breaking ball missed outside. Two balls, one strike. Infield backs up. Center fielder Clark steps to right center. The windup. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He went leaning for the off-speed away. Two and two. Entering play today, Schofield Sam hitting 212. Upright stance from the left. Black bat. The deal. Bounced on the ground, down toward third, grabbed by Pacheco. Here's the throw to first, received by Gold, side retired. The double, stranded, Rodriguez left at third, and we stay scoreless to the bottom of the second inning from Comstock Park, Michigan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Isaac Pacheco gets us going in the second. No score against the righty Luis Morales. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here alongside Adam Jaxa. Clayton Bell along for the ride. September the 8th, a Sunday, to close out the Midwest League season. 28th year for the Nuts, 30th year for the Whitecaps. Pacheco, Golden, Jarvis, 5-6-7. Isaac Pacheco bats left. The righty Morales readies out of Antilla, Cuba. Winds and throws. Up and away, ball one. There was a one-out single by Max Anderson in the first inning. Morales pitched around it, left it. This pitch, up and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Adam, it's a Whitecaps lineup today without Tyrone Lorenzo, and that might help. Lorenzo has had two big hits, two straight games. The pitch, swing and a miss. 96 up in the zone, strike one. 2 days ago, Lorenzo, a go-ahead two-run single in the bottom of the seventh. Whitecaps beat the Nuts 6-5 because of that. And then yesterday, the two-run homer in the eighth. Whitecaps won it 2-1.
You talk about how much of a bummer it would be to not be in the lineup on the final day of the season.
Right? Close things out nice and early. He can pack up his stuff. Here's the pitch. Fouled back. Here's the thing that I wonder about, though. Will any of these Lugnuts, and any of the Whitecaps for that matter, get moved up to AA or AAA. AA continues one more week. AAA continues on two more weeks. The pitch. That's hammered out to right field. Jared Dickey backs up over his head and gone. Isaac Pacheco takes Luis Morales out. Home run number 7. 1-0 Whitecaps in the second.
That's his second home run of the series. And just a line drive missile that just got over the wall. And that is tough for Morales. The Whitecaps take the lead.
Change up. Oh, hey now. Home run number 8 allowed by Morales this year. Luke Gold steps in, righty to righty. Foul tip, strike 1. Gold homered 2 days ago. His 14th home run of the season. Morales brings it. Swing and a miss. No balls and 2 strikes. Quickly, timeout granted to Gold. We do have a strong wind blowing left to right. Do you think that helped out that home run ball?
I don't know, because it did not get very high up in the air.
Oh, 0-2, up high. I was one of those. It was such a rocket that Jared Dickey and Wright is thinking, look, it's not going to come right at me, so I might as well turn around. Maybe I play the carom. The pitch, up high. That ball just got over the top of the right field wall.
Jesse, how many balls have we seen die out in this outfield? I did not think that thing was getting out.
No. Morales to Gold. Inside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Whitecaps lead 1-0. Nobody out. Nobody on. A full count pitch on its way. Gold swings and pops it up out in the right center field. Here comes that wind. Dickey in. Butler over from center. Butler makes the catch. Oh, there's one gone.
Boy, his Bears are going through it right now. 17-0 in their home opener.
Don't tell Johnny.
I know.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you have a rookie quarterback, especially one taken very high in the draft, I think it's a good idea to get patient and, you know, not to put too much pressure on in week one. Jim Jarvis lands the first pitch right at the shortstop, Josh Kuroda-Grauer. Oh, there's 2 outs.
Well, there is definitely some sour signs early. These are rockets off Whitecap bats. That was 104 from Jarvis.
Oh, I thought you were meaning sour signs for Bears fans.
Oh, there certainly are.
Oh. I'd be ashamed to be a Bears fan. The pitch to Ricardo Hurtado. Swing and a miss. Strike 1.
Is there a chant B-E-A-R-S or B-U-S-T?
Wow, Adam. Rams and Lions later today. 0-1 pitch. Outside. Ricardo Hurtado, welcome to the series. His last home run that he hit was down to the Florida Complex League. He was just he just arrived out of Carabobo, Venezuela. The pitch. Line drive. Left field. Right down the line. It is foul. Left of the chalk. And Luke Mann there to help out the home plate umpire Jeter Abdullah if he needed it. 1 ball and 2 strikes. I think that bat is dead. And the bat boy is taking it away immediately. And Hurtado saying, not that one. Give me that bat from the far side of the dugout. Let's see if they chose right. Ooh, we've got a pink wrapped handle. All right. Casey Yamauchi earlier this year, Adam, was playing with a couple of bats with pink wrapped handles. It's the tennis racket handle wrapped. Do you know what I mean? And so I asked Casey, why are you going with pink wrapped handles? What is the significance of this? And he said, the significance is I bought a ton of tennis racket handle wraps, and this is just what I chose. Here's the 1-2. Down and away. I've seen Casey with the electric lime green.
So well, maybe sounds like he made a well-thought-out decision to
right.
go with this.
2 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch. Down. Bouncing into the catcher, Rodriguez. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seen a lot of full counts already from Morales.
That's the other worry, Jesse. High pitch count, a lot of hard hit baseballs against him. He's only given up the 2 hits, but the one a home run and a lot of 100 plus exit velo balls.
Here's the payoff. Down straight back. Do we have a touchdown for Clayton's Dolphins?
We do. They're on the board in the battle for the state of Florida.
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. See, I know the Miami Dolphins fight song. Miami Dolphins number 1. Two outs, nobody on. Last of the second. It's 1-0 West Michigan. A pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He did. Strike three, says the home plate umpire, Jeter Abdullah. Morales struck out Peck in the first. He fans Hurtado in the second. But an Isaac Pacheco homer has given the Whitecaps a 1-0 lead. We're going to the third inning. Adam Jackson gets the call. The Lugs trailing the Whitecaps 1-0 in the season finale.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lug Nuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, hello there for the final time in 2024, the last day of the regular season. We appreciate you stopping in here for Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Lugnuts trail 1-0 from the west side of the state. Cole Kahn, Shahid Valenzuela, Joshua Carota Grauer up against the right-handed starter, Carlos Marcano. Righty-lefty, first pitch. Comes inside. Strike one. Cole Kahn playing first base. What have I missed here over the last couple of days? The pitch. It's outside. Jesse, I leave for 3 days, and you're telling me that Cole Kahn is the regular everyday.
Ooh, hello.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting extra feedback when individuals walk in front of the crowd mic today.
I mean, some people like to receive feedback.
I think some people like good feedback. That was not good feedback.
No, sorry about that.
1-2 pitch. Bouncing ball is tapped off the toe of Kahn.
What you missed was Danny Bautista Jr. was injured, trying to beat one out back to the pitcher a couple of days ago. And Cole Kahn's been filling in.
Well, doing his best. Great to have him in the lineup. He's 2-for-15 in this series. Lugnuts have a hit. They'd love to get another. Pitch home. Up high. So Cole Kahn, who's already an undersized catcher, 6'175", is now become a little bit of an undersized first baseman, but making it work. The pitch. That is in there, called strike three. Cole Kahn, by the way, going no batting gloves at the plate. And he goes down looking.
Saw Cole's parents earlier today, Gary and Kathy. I said, okay, what are your plans after the season? And their plans are to go to Colorado to support Cole's twin brother, Clay. His baseball season is starting.
And I love that. Here's Shahid Valenzuela, the pitch. Shot foul, third base side. 1-0 our score, West Michigan leading in the top of the third. Final day of the regular season, and the final day for both the Whitecaps and the Lugnuts, each missing the playoffs here in 2024. The pitch, up high. Matt Karam's to the backstop. So you can understand, last time to see the Nuts, see the Caps, big crowd on hand here at LMCU Ballpark on a beautiful day for baseball. Pitch, and it's bunted back, and did that get a piece there? Yes, it did, of Ricardo Hurtado. Bounced up on him a little funny where he didn't have any protection. So 1-2 on Valenzuela, but they have packed the lower bowl, the berms down the right and left field sides, the outfield. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts. And the two switch hitters in the 8 and 9 spots are down. Here comes Joshua Kuroda Grauer. 1-0 Whitecaps. Base is clear. Two outs. Take it in. The Pioneer State Mutual Insurance deck out in right field where the fans are enjoying it. Right where that home run went out from Isaac Pacheco. Back in the second. The pitch. Fastball shoots in. Strike one. This is the last day of it. On Tuesday, it gets demolished. Pitch home. Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards short. Backhand to his right. Peck has it on the dirt, throws it over. And there's your third and final out. So, yes, that is where the bullpens will be starting next year. So, last day for the deck, last day for baseball in the Midwest League regular season. 1-0 Whitecaps. Bottom three is next from LFCU Park.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, off to the bottom of the third we go on the final day of 2024, baseball season-wise. We still have a couple of months left to go in the 2024 year. After all, it is only early September. 1-0, West Michigan seizing the day so far. They come back up. Seth Stevenson, Max Clark, Max Anderson, 9-1-2 against Luis Morales as he gets set to go through the order for a second time. Ready, ready, first pitch. That's in there, strike one. Well, I understand there's some folks that have written in that want to hear about my trip down to Miami, Florida over the last couple of days.
You bet they do.
Pitch home. That's down low. One ball, one strike. Yes, the Central Michigan Chippewas battled the FIU Panthers in the first ever game at Pitbull Stadium last night, 6 o'clock. So I got into Lansing at 4 a.m. this morning. Pitch. This is popped up. First base side. Foul territory. Cole Kahn coming over. Does he see it? Yes, he does. Just in front of the warning track. Makes the catch. Three pitches. One out. And one time complete through the order. Two hits and a home run is all that Morales gives up. Here comes Max Clark. So we have the luxury. We charter out of Lansing's airport, which is about a five-minute jog for me. So it's great, Jesse. I just go there, do security, and then drive right home when it lands. The pitch. Let's fly back. Strike one. So we got in Friday afternoon. And we know the Marlins PA guy. Pitch home. That is on the outside corner. Fastball strike two. So he hooked us up with some tickets. So me and a couple of the CMU athletic staff went to the Marlins game. They were playing the Phillies. So the second time I've seen the Phillies in person, because Jesse and I went to the Phillies-Tigers game at Comerica earlier this year. Yo-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with a good-looking slider. Third strikeout for Luis Morales. Two down. 1-0 Whitecaps. Bottom three. So not only did we see the Phillies stomp the Marlins 16-2, but I got to see two former 2019 Lansing Lugnuts bat back-to-back. Pitch. That is in there. Strike one to Max Anderson. Otto Lopez and Griffin Conine. One the batting average leader in 2019. The other the home run leader in 2019. Pitch. That is in there. Strike two. Back-to-back. Otto had three hits.
Love it. He was the batting champion of the league in 2019.
Oh, too. I just said that. Bouncing ball, weakly hit towards second. Yamauchi has it. And then the homer champ was Griffin Conine. Come on, man.
Hey.
They're outstanding. And Griffin's dad threw out the first pitch, Mr. Marlin. How about this?
How did Griffin play?
Jesse, he wore those sombrero S.
Yeah,
it wasn't good, Jesse. It was a fun experience. The game yesterday, not so much. But we are off to the fourth inning. Lugnuts trailing the Whitecaps 1-0.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Top of the fourth inning, 1-0 Whitecaps. Lansing trying to get on the board. Jared Dickey, Johnny Butler, Luke Mann, 2, 3, and 4 coming up. Lugnuts have a hit. It's a double from C.J. Rodriguez. That's been it so far. Carlos Marcano steps in to face him and throws home. The pitch is down low. Ball one. Jesse, just to finish up.
Yes.
Man, the heat down there. I don't know how Clayton lives down there. It's insane. It was real feel was 100. The pitch, that's fly back our way above the booth. 1-1. Then back down into the lower bowl. It was hot down there in Miami. Pitch home. There's a bunted ball foul third base side. Came up and in on Dickey.
Imagine what it's like now in July.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, July, August, into September. They had us, I was calling it like a little love shack that they had us in because we're opposite of the press box yesterday. And they did have a little window air conditioner, but, you know, it didn't do much. The sun out there was crazy. Pitch home. That's low. 2-2. And the students, I mean, everybody that watched the game from the outside, I don't know how they did it. 2-2 pitch. This is a line drive through the right side of the infield. Base hit, Jared Dickey. How about that? Hot swinging bat right there for JD. He's got his third hit of the series. Leadoff man is on in the fourth inning. Lugnuts trying to tie this score. 1-0. So here comes Johnny Butler. Boy, Johnny and I shared a tough day yesterday. The Chippewas got walloped. The Wolfpack got walloped. So is life. Pitch home. Breaking ball is outside. Ball one. It's so fun how we go baseball all season long, and then the last few weeks we get football season, and it just turns, and these guys become fans. The pitch, that's a little bit wide. It's very similar to college baseball playoffs in the College World Series, how these guys are latched on, watching their former teams and just enjoying sports. 2-0 pitch. Lefty takes it outside, 3-0.
You know, the other sport culminating this weekend is all the guys on the team who are U.S. Open fans who've been watching the tennis.
What's the up? I have not followed that at all.
Men's final is today.
Did our guy from Spain, he got knocked out, didn't he?
Yeah.
What's going on, man? Alcaraz letting us down.
It's been a tough summer.
Jesse got me on the Alcaraz train back in Fort Wayne for Wimbledon. Pitch home. That is a little bit low, ball four. So the first two Lugnuts have reached here in the fourth. Lansing, again, trying to tie up this score, maybe grab their first lead. It's been a tough stretch for the Nuts. They've dropped 8 in a row, and yesterday, boy, Jesse, it was a tough night for me watching a blowout. It was a tough night here because Lansing led throughout and then gave up the 2-run shot to Tyrone Lorenzo in the 8th, and they end up getting clipped 2-1. And again, a game they were just trying to get out of this slump right now. Pitch. That breaks in there. Strike one to the lefty, Luke Mann.
It felt like a game earlier in the summer. There were runners all over the bases, and they couldn't come up with any big hits after Luke Mann's RBI single in the first inning.
Righty Marcano set, throws home. Checked it, down low. You know, we'll talk about, throughout the broadcast, some of the greater games the Lugnuts had this year and some of the good moments. Uh-oh, we got a B in the booth.
Yeah, we do.
Watch out, Judy. Pitch. That's down low. Jesse's just trying to, you know.
Shepherd
it out with the game notes. The Lugnuts game notes, by the way.
Just wait.
How humble of you to.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesse was so kind to shepherd it over to me. It's getting close. You got to go out the open part. The pitch. Broken bat is lifted out to shallow center. Peck is out there. Makes the catch. Throws it to second. It's in time. Double play. Jarvis got it just before Dickey got back to the bag. And there are quickly two outs. Buzz off, B. There he goes. It's out of here. A home run. He's left. Uh-oh. He's left the broadcast booth.
You know, on a play like that, I don't know what Jared Dickey was thinking, but I think he lost sight of where the middle infielders were.
It was close, him getting that back to the bag or not, but he just didn't get back there in time. I think you're right, though, Jesse, and I don't know, misread it. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. First pitch, fastball, bottom of the zone, strike one. 1-0 Whitecaps, so first two on, nobody out for Lansing. Has turned into one out at first and two outs. Rodriguez a double, though, in his first at-bat. Righty-righty the pitch. Line drive out to left field. Base hit Rodriguez. Two appearances, two hits, and CJ's halfway to the cycle here on the final day of 2024.
Also, better plate appearances for the Nuts this second time around through the order against Marcano.
By the way, did you... I don't know what time the Lugnuts game on Friday finished, but Northwestern Duke went to double overtime. There was a rabbit that was onto the field on FS1. Connor Onion, our buddy, was talking about that. Pitch home. That drops in there, strike one on Casey Yamauchi. So a bee here, a bunny there. All sorts of animals getting in on the act of the sporting events. That one right off Lake Michigan at their new home this year. Pitch. That's inside. One ball, one strike to Casey Yamauchi.
I met Tiedemann with the Portland Sea Dogs the other day. Called a home run while killing a Yellow Jacket in the booth simultaneously.
That's incredible. A kill shot more than once. 1-1. That is the outside. 2-1 with the fastball. That's been a tough stretch for Yamauchi. He had the sacrifice there, but comes in 0 for his last 19. He's 0 for 13 in this series. A guy that traditionally... getting on base at least once a game. Trying to deliver here with two outs. Pitch. Swing and a foul tip. That's held out to for strike two. Chase that one a little bit. Jesse was talking about the tennis racket tape. Yamauchi, the pink earlier we saw with West Michigan. It is the neon green for Casey. Always love that grip at the end of the racket. That's a good feel. And you're not usually wearing batting gloves for tennis, so you get the full feel on your hands. 2-2. And a high bouncing ball weakly towards short. Peck has it. Has to play to first. Does so. And just beats Yamauchi flying down the line. Lansing gets two hits and a walk. And only five batters come up. And they don't get any runs. The double play hurts. And that keeps it a 1-0 West Michigan lead. Bottom four trivia time for the final time in 2024 right after this.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom of the fourth coming up. It's our final trivia time, half inning of the season. Tears. 1-0, Whitecaps lead. Back out there, a new man on the hill. It's Blaise Pontes. The righty from Hawaii kicks and throws home. It's a bouncy ball over towards short. Kuroda Grauer to his left. Offs it over to first. Cole Kahn lifts up on the bag. Makes the catch, 1-0. So, 1-1, 1-down on one pitch for Blaise Pontes. That means 3 innings complete for Luis Morales. He gives up the home run, 2 hits, that's it. Did give up some hard contact, but overall pretty good with 3 strikeouts, no walks. Like a pretty effective outing for him. Pitch home. The right-handed Roberto Campos takes it down low. Ball 1. Here's the next offering. That's down low, outside. 2 balls, no strikes.
There was a big worry earlier in the series that the Lugnuts might not have enough pitching for the end. And then great starts the last 2 days. Yesterday, Cade Morris going 7 innings. Bullpen is fresh.
2-0. That's outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Sorry, again here in West Michigan, whenever anybody walks up the aisle, not down it. Actually down and up. The pitch is a bouncy ball foul. We get a little interference on the crowd mic. But to our knowledge, walking down the aisle is not marriage. It's just going back to your seat. 3-1 pitch. Lifted up, foul, first base side. That's heading towards the berm. And that's dropping in there. Someone's going to come up with it.
Pretty sure interference is a spot foul.
Yeah, how do you use that in baseball? What does that lead to? A run? 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Campos chased it up 92. And that is the first strikeout for Blaise Pontes. All right, so listen. Sometimes we got to just tell it like it is. Lugnuts have struggled here. 8 straight losses. Your trivia question today. How many times have the Lugnuts had 8 losses in a row in their franchise history?
Oh, wow.
There you go. Pitch home. That's outside, ball 1 to the lefty, Isaac Pacheco. Again, how many times has Lansing, in their franchise history, had 8 losses in a row? This one being obviously the most recent. Pitch home. That's outside, 2 balls, no strikes to Pacheco. He homered, line drive out to right. That's the difference in this game. And we're hoping that skid ends today to feel good about the final day of the regular season. 2-0 pitch. Pacheco takes it in there, off speed, bottom of the zone, strike 1. Wow, they're crazily paying Pitbull right now.
You can't get away from him.
Pitch home. That's down low, 3 balls and a strike. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. If you would like to email in your favorite Pitbull song, answer the trivia question. We'll get that for you in the 7th. They did play a lot of Pitbull yesterday at Pitbull Stadium.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked they played anything else, frankly. 3-1. This is fouled back.
What that reminds me of is like on a radio station where they have it guest hosted by the artist. And it goes, here's a single from my friend.
Saw that one coming. 3-2 pitch. Wide back. Hello, crowd mic. There's the bat boy, as you hear clearly, going over to pick up the ball. Boy, that's such a crisp sound right there. Pitter-patter of him. He's back to the third base dugout.
Like boots on snow.
Boots on the ground down there. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. See you later, Isaac Pacheco. Down 2-0. Didn't matter for Blaise Pontes. Blows it by him at 92. A 1-2-3 fourth. We're off to the fifth. It's 1-0 Whitecaps. Jesse Goldberg Strassler back after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
TJ Schofield Sam leads off the fifth inning. The Nuts are trailing 1-0. Home run by Isaac Pacheco back in the second. Mighty Carlos Marcano throws. On a line drive out into right center field, down for a base hit. Max Clark, the center fielder, scoops, gets it in. First pitch, leadoff single. TJ Schofield Sam. Fourth hit of the ballgame for the Nuts against Marcano. Now Cole Kahn. The switch hitting first baseman. Coming your way from LMCU Ballpark, Jesse Goldberg Strassler and Adam Jaxa. The pitch to Cole is outside, ball one. Adam, looking up there on the big hand-operated scoreboard, green and white, they have not yet put in the zero for the bottom of the fourth inning. And that's a user error. And Marcano's pitch outside. It's hand-operated. They can't blame anybody but themselves.
That was good. Normally you say operator air. Jesse intently says user. Gosh, you're just whip smart over there.
Here's the pitch. Kahn swings, foul, tips it. Two balls and a strike. I was walking around earlier just trying to count up how many Detroit Lions uniforms I could see today.
I almost wore my Lions cap. I know you brought your Commander's long sleeve jacket.
The official scorer, Joey, is wearing his Lions gear next door. Marcano's pitch, fouled away left side, strike two, off the facing of the sweet and down. I mean, looking around this ballpark, the seats are darker blue, but the railing up here in suite level, I would say it's very close to Honolulu blue. What do you think?
I agree, yeah, it's close.
At first, Schofield Sam, nobody out, 2-2. Up high, full count for Kahn. Strikeout looking his first time up. Zahid Valenzuela is waiting on deck. Nobody out in the fifth inning, down by a run. Marcano sets, throws. Fouled back into the screen. Well, currently ongoing, the AA Midland Rockhounds are taking on the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And Will Johnston is making his very first AA start. Three innings, one run, he has struck out four. Shane McGuire's homer, 2-1 Rockhounds. Again, the payoff. Fouled back again. Hello, crowd mic. Three balls, two strikes. It stays on Kahn. Will Johnston is the reigning Midwest League Pitcher of the Week. went five shutout innings, struck out 8 Fort Wayne Tin Caps last week, and then, in the opener of this series, he set a new career high, 6 innings, 1 run against these Whitecaps. Payoff. Runner takes off, swing and a miss, strike 3, throw down to second base, tag applied too late, safe the call. Home plate umpire Jeter Abdullah is saying interference by Khan on the catcher Hurtado. It's a double play. Khan swing and miss, his momentum brought him right in front of the plate. Catcher Hurtado and throwing down, Jeter Abdullah ruled that Khan interfered, and so wipe away Schofield Sam. Two double plays in as many innings. Two outs, nobody on for Saheed Valenzuela. First pitch, missed up, ball one. Well, West Michigan leads 1-0. Marcano to the plate. Inside corner, strike called. Will Simpson is batting second of the order today for AA Midland. He's 0-2 with a strikeout. And so, Adam, his batting average has dropped all the way down to 476. Valenzuela takes a ball down and in. Ball two. Coming into play today, Will was 20 for 40, hitting 500 for the Rockhounds. Just amazing. The pitch. Valenzuela takes it high. 3 balls and a strike. So you've got Will Johnston doing big things, Will Simpson doing good things. The pitch, up and away, ball four. 5-pitch walk, Valenzuela. Second walk given out by Marcano. And the Lugnuts get a base runner back, 2 outs, top of the order. And Josh Carota-Grauer. Carota-Grauer is 0-2 with a couple of ground outs to shortstop. He has swung early. At the major league level, the parent clubs for both of these teams wrap up their series, Tigers and A's in Oakland. Righty to righty. Fouled off at home, strike one. Lugnuts down here, 1-0 in the fifth. JT Ginn gets the ball for the A's today against Bo Brisky. First pitch is going to be in about an hour. Rubber match of the series. They've played 2 great ones. The deal. Inside on appeal. Did not go. Denied. 1-1 on Carota-Grauer. Light blue glove for the pitcher Marcano. Sets, throws. Line drive up the middle, base hit center field. Valenzuela jogs into second. Strong throw in by Max Clark to shortstop. First knock today for Carota-Grauer. 2 out single. First and second, 2 away for Jared Dickey. I'm telling you, Adam, Josh Carota-Grauer, right as the season is coming to an end, is getting much more comfortable here in High A.
Dude, you've been on this guy since the A's drafted him. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler hand-selected.
Doesn't strike out. Puts his bat on the ball. High character marks. Just a fascinating sort of guy to watch. Here's the pitch to Jared Dickey. Ground ball rolled over on the right side. Snatched up by Jim Jarvis at second. And the throw over to first ends the rally. 2 singles and a walk for a second consecutive inning. And for a second consecutive inning, a double play, 2 runners left. The Lugnuts still do not score. We're halfway to the house. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 1-0 Whitecaps in the season finale.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
With Adam Jaxa, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here from West Michigan. Mighty Blaze contest continues. 1-0 Whitecaps. Blaze to Luke Gold. Ground ball hopping towards short. Grab by Kuroda Grauer. Throws across. One gone. It was a second inning home run by Isaac Pacheco for the only run of the game for West Michigan. Isaiah Pacheco, of course, the running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. Isaac, no relation.
Nice.
Yeah. It is football season, isn't it? There's Jim Jarvis, right at a lefty. Jarvis takes a ball inside. Jim Jarvis out of Alabama. He has to be pretty happy with the way that the Tide have started the year. Just like Michigan State Spartans are probably pretty happy right now. Right at a lefty. Pontes out of Hawaii deals. Line drive left field, base hit. Couple of hops to Valenzuela. And the Cal State Fullerton Titan wings it in. One out Oppo single for Jarvis.
I didn't think your Terps were going to lose yesterday. That's a big win for Jonathan Smith. First road game, first Big Ten win.
Yeah, there's a conversation to be had about did Michigan State win the game or did Maryland lose it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Maryland lost it.
I don't think there's a conversation, Jesse. I think we know, unfortunately.
It's pretty embarrassing. Congrats to the Spartans. They're 2-0. Ricardo Hurtado's 0-for-1, struck out his first time. Initial offering. Bouncer to short, Kuroda Grauer grabs, feed second, there's one, turn to first, it's two. 6-4-3, double play, and how about that for a swift bottom of the fifth inning? Pontes faces the minimum, let's go to the sixth. The Lugnuts are trailing in West Michigan by a 1-0 score.
What's up, this is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Meet Keith. Loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Middle of the order is coming up for the Nuts. 3-4-5, Butler, Mann, Rodriguez. Lansing is down 1-0 against Carlos Marcano and the West Michigan Whitecaps. Sixth inning slang for the final time this year, coming up here. Marcano through five innings has allowed five hits. He has walked two. He has struck out four. He has walked Johnny Butler. He has struck Butler out. His first pitch, Johnny swings, hops it up the first baseline. Foul. Strike one. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Adam, I was making a list earlier today about all of the Lugnuts who have been with the squad from the first game of the year through the last game of the year.
Did you check it twice?
I did not have to actually make a judgment on their character. Butler takes a called strike of the letters. But yeah, So here's what I've got for you. Are you ready? I've got Johnny Butler. And then, let me wait on this 0-2. Marcano takes his time. First base out of the rubber. Steps back. Leg kick on the pitch. Down and away. Ball one. And then the other position players that I listed were Danny Bautista Jr. and C.J. Rodriguez. And that's all I had for the position players. Three guys. Opening day roster to today. They have not missed time. Butler takes it high. Now Danny, an injury to end his year. But those being your three consistent position players from April through September the 8th. The 2-2 pitch. Butler, a check swing foul. That sound about right to you?
That does sound about right. Okay.
So Butler, Bautista, Rodriguez breaking spring training with the Lugnuts and going all the way through to today. Just like Adam, just like me, just like, I don't know, Clayton Bell. Among the pitchers, there's more. There's Jake Garland and Dylan Hall, Grant Judkins and Mitch Myers, Jack Owen, Blaise Pontes, and Yeison Sanchez. Hunter Bro is back in Arizona. 2-2. Popped foul. Left side over the West Michigan dugout. Dropping down out of the seats. You stay 2 balls, 2 strikes. So 10 players from the opening 30, one-third of the opening day roster, have stuck with the squad the entire year. Marcano throws. Ground ball yanked foul up the right side. Been a Lugnuts roster this year. 48 different players used in all. 25 position players, 23 pitchers. Pitch, up and away. Count is run full. Butler is saying, hang on. Where's that ball four? No. No, not yet. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Lugnuts are looking for another base runner against Marcano. Down 1-0. Payoff. Outside, there's your walk. And there's the potential game-tying run down to first base to open up the sixth inning. And there are folks sitting down right next to the microphone behind home plate. They are all loaded up with their food and drinks. And here's Luke Mann, the cleanup hitter. Mann joined the Lugnuts from the Stockton Ports on May 29th. Righty to lefty. Ball one outside. No action in the West Michigan pen. There is a reliever starting to warm up his arms. It is Iker Wheezy, our favorite guy down in that bullpen. The pitch, ground ball yanked foul off the railing in front of the West Michigan crew. They're getting all ready to drag the infield. Only run of the ball game in the bottom of the second, a Pacheco homer. Pacheco, the third baseman, way off his line to the shortstop hole. The pitch. Knocked down by the pitcher, Marcano, toward third. He bare hands, and he pockets it. Everybody is safe. Butler up to second on the infield single by Luke Mann. Still nobody out in the sixth. If that ball is grabbed by Marcano, that's one out, maybe two, if he can double off Butler. If he doesn't touch it, the shortstop, Peck, is right up the middle. He's going to turn it into a double play ball. But instead, single from Mann. C.J. Rodriguez, who is 2-for-2, bats with 2 on and nobody out, down 1-0 in the sixth. Righty to righty. Line drive down the right side. Sprayed foul off to the lawn.
Well, with all of the losses and close defeats and comebacks by the Whitecaps, Lansing deserved a good hop right there for Luke Mann, and he hit that ball hard.
He's at first. At second, Butler. Rodriguez takes. Strike called. Outside corner of the fastball. Sixth inning slang today, by the way, is in the attic. What does it mean for something to be in the attic, Adam? Answer coming in the home half. Rodriguez swings and misses. The breaking ball does him in. Good curveball from Marcano. Retires Rodriguez for the first time today. It's his 5th strikeout. One down in the 6th inning. Now Casey Yamauchi, 0-for-1 with a sacrifice and a ground out to shortstop. Butler runs well at second. Man at first, down by a run. Righty to righty. Tapper on the right side. Second baseman Jarvis a long way over. Feeds first in time. They nip Yamauchi. Man to second. Butler to third. Two gone.
Well, you would have loved that one. It was hit slow enough where Yamauchi had a chance. He's got good speed, but good defense right there. And once again, it moves the runners over. It's going to take a two-out hit.
It's TJ Schofield Sam. One for two with a single his last time up. A laser up to the middle. First pitch here. He takes ball one. Fastball missed in. The Lugnuts so far, Adam, are 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position. The wind on the pitch. Fisted off the hands, left side, backhanded by Peck. Long throw from the grass. One hops in late. Beaten out by Schofield Sam. Butler scores to tie the game. Man to third. RBI infield single for TJ Schofield Sam. 1-1 in the sixth inning.
Well, a couple baseballs that haven't fully left the infield turn into hits. And Lansing finally takes advantage with runners on base. Now a chance after getting their first run to potentially grab their first lead.
It's Cole Cotton, the number 8 hitter. Switch hitter batting left. He struck out twice. Marcano throws. Outside corner, strike called. There's another case, though. You mentioned with the Luke Mann single, they got the bounce. Knocked down by the pitcher, Marcano. A jam shot for Schofield Sam placed perfectly on the left side of the infield. Marcano pitches. Down and away, ball one. This series has already seen the Whitecaps win by scores of 1-0 and 2-1. Low scoring game. Khan takes. High. Yes. Cheater Abdullah thought about it. And he thought, yeah, that's a ball. Two balls and a strike. Hitter's count for Cole. Just had a two-hit game the other day. Marcano delivers. Swing and a miss. Right through the fastball in. Strike one. I should say, two balls and two strikes on Cole. Schofield Sam at first held on by Gold. At third base, Mann. Tie game, two outs. The break even. Lifted off the left side, heading foul. Long run Stevenson and Peck. Neither can get there. Falls untouched and hops out of the bullpen to a youngster with blonde hair. Who snares the souvenir. Little Whitney.
Not too hot today, but we're always feeling the heat.
Yeah. Cole Khan out of Leroy, Illinois. Crowding the plate from the left side, knees bent, waiting. Marcano sets, throws. Outside for ball three.
You ever seen that viral video on World of Warcraft? The guy that used to play? He charges in and goes... Leroy Jenkins.
Yes, I have.
It's like, wow, are you pulling that reference out with Leroy?
There's the payoff pitch. Fouled away.
Just a classic video, you know.
Oh, so good.
I know you wanted to bring it back.
Everybody, his whole team was huddled up. Everybody planning, trying to figure out the right strategy, and he went busting in. Can we shout Cole Khan here? Payoff. Foul away again. We're going to see a ninth pitch in this plate appearance to Cole.
Now you got to shout Leroy, Illinois native, when he gets the RBI single
right
here.
Things did not go well for Leroy Jenkins, I recall.
No. But, as Mando said, this is the way.
Or was that about Luke Mann?
Mm-hmm.
The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out, side retired. However, the Lugnuts tied the game on an RBI single by TJ Schofield Sam, stranding runners at first and third. That's two Lugnuts left in each of the last three innings. But as we go to the bottom of the sixth, it's a 1-1 game from LMCU Ballpark.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Tie game, 1-1, going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Blaise Pontes begins things with a called strike to Seth Stevenson. Stevenson, Clark, and Anderson, 9-1-2. Roddy Pontes winds, throws. Stevenson grounds it weakly toward short. Carota Grauer gloves, those to first. He's out by a half step. Quick transfer from Carota Grauer, and he needed it. Stevenson can fly. Blaise Pontes now 2 1/3, scoreless innings. He has faced the minimum since relieving Luis Morales to begin the fourth. And T.J. Schofield, Sam's RBI single, has knotted the score. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Top of the order, and Max Clark, 0-2. A left-handed hitting center fielder. Pitch on its way. Line drive up the middle, off the glove of the leaping Carota Grauer. Base hit out in the center. Johnny Butler gets it into Josh. One-out single for Clark.
Boy, that was close. You could see Carota Grauer was timing it up. Perfect timing with the jump. Just couldn't quite get his whole mitt around it. Good effort, though.
Josh Carota Grauer is listed at 5'11". Maybe if he was 6'1". Max Anderson steps in. One on, one gone. Our sixth inning slang today is in the attic. Pontes to Anderson. Check swing. Strike called inside corner. Adam, do you have any guesses for in the attic?
I got two guesses, Jesse. Okay. There's in the basement, which is the standings, so I'm guessing maybe top of the standings or top of the strike zone with the pitch.
Yes. The 0-1. Ripped on the ground to short, grabbed by Carota Grauer. Feed second one, turn to first, double play. Two straight innings, 6-4-3. Wipe out the Clark single, and Blaise Pontes and the Lugnuts keep on rolling. Scoreless home sixth inning. Yes, a high pitch, a pitch that's too high, is upstairs. Well, a pitch that's above upstairs is in the attic. We're going to the seventh. Blaise Pontes looking great. And the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps are tied up 1-1. Adam Jackson will have your call when we return.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
We open up the seventh inning. Here's Adam for the call.
The pitch is down low. Dang it, I really tried to make it.
You did. You made it. We're here. It's 1-1.
Here.
You haven't missed a thing. You're good.
1-1 in the top of the seventh. And here comes the third pitch. The second pitch, rather, for Max Zelma. And that is fly back foul. Up off the front sweet face. And it is strike one. Jesse, you have any thoughts about this game so I can catch my breath?
Yes, I do. Blaise Pontes has been brilliant in relief.
Pitch home. Swing and a foul tip. What else you got?
He's faced the minimum through his three scoreless innings, couple of double play balls, and for the Lugnuts offense, time to get things going against a pitcher they've struggled against this year.
Yes, they have. 1-2 pitch from Alba. There's a bouncing ball over towards second. Jarvis to his right has it. Fires to first, bending over, Gold makes the play, and there is the first out. Well, you see up here in West Michigan's press box suite level, there is a one-person bathroom right outside our booth. It's very convenient, but also inconvenient, because if someone is in there, you have to go all the way down to the other end of the hall. Here's Joshua Carota-Grauer, 1-1 our score in the top of the seventh. Pitch home. Alba gets it by him, foul tipped. For strike one. So knowing that the break is pretty quick, I sprinted down, used the bathroom very quickly, and then sprinted back. So here we are. Just really hoping I could make it. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip again. He's going back-to-back fastballs at around 91-92. And it's no balls, two strikes on number two, Joshua Carota-Grauer, who is batting first today and has one base hit, one for three. Couple of ground balls to short in the other two. Pitch home. And that's down low.
Adam, what you don't know is, so while you were gone, I'm here calling a one-man broadcast, right? And there was a day where I had to go. And Clayton knows I was hustling to get back in time.
1-2 pitch. That's outside. Did Clay Dawg get some mic time? Pop on?
He chose not to. He is a man of few words.
Boy, if he could get on right now, he'd tell you about how the Dolphins are right back in the game against the Jags right now.
Cheetah.
Big battle in the state of Florida to open up the first Sunday of NFL action. How about it? 2-2 pitch. Checked it. Came up and in. No way he went around. Nope, he didn't. Three balls, two strikes. He kept that bat back on his back shoulder and then he had to stop himself from swinging because he had to stop himself from turning his body into the baseball that came up and in. So a payoff pitch on its way. Lifted out to right field, dropping in, base hit, Carota-Grauer. His second today. He had a few hits yesterday. He's got a multi-hit day-to-day. Leading runner is on as the Nuts try and fend off this eight-game skid they're on and finished the season on a positive note. Yesterday they lost 2-1. Is there a chance maybe today they win 2-1? We are tied 1-1 in the top of the seventh. Here's the lefty Jared Dickey. The righty throws. Alba shoots it down low. Ball one.
Carota-Grauer is now hitting .286. Dude's a ball player.
He is. Great defense over there at shortstop. Great arm. Great lateral movement and great speed.
I think he might have to move to second base down the road. We'll see.
1-0 pitch. That's in there. Fastball, outer edge. Strike one to Dickey, who today is 1-for-3.
I mean, after all, Jacob Wilson's playing shortstop at the major league level, right?
Yeah. As long as he stays healthy, I think he's going to be there for a minute. Maybe 10 or 15, actually. 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. 10, 15 years. One run, seven hits, no errors for Lansing. One run, four hits, no errors for West Michigan on a sunny Sunday afternoon. Every Sunday has sun in it. Alba's set, the 1-2 pitch. Throws home, there goes Corona Grauer. One hops in, no throw down to second base. In standing up is Corona Grauer. Oh, he chose the perfect pitch. It was bounced in from Alba, a check swing from Dickey, and then just a knockdown chest protector save from Hurtado. By that time, no opportunity to throw it down to second base. So give Corona Grauer a stolen base. He's in scoring position with one out. Pitch home. Alba comes up and in, and Dickey came around. That was tough. It was way up there. And Dickey was trying to check his swing, but then he was also trying to move his body back, and that helped bring the bat around. And that is the first strikeout for Max Alba. So now that leaves it up to Johnny Butler. 1-1 our score in the top of the seventh. Corona Grauer at second. The pitch. That is a little bit low. Right there at the bottom of the zone. Didn't get the call. One ball, no strikes. Good performance today by Carlos Marcano. He does give up six hits, just one run though. Six strikeouts, three walks. Gets West Michigan through six. For Max Alba has entered here in the seventh. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip. One ball, one strike.
239th game for Johnny Butler with the Lugnuts.
Well, there were a couple of guys coming in this year that had spent a lot of time with the Nuts. Aurebio Angeles was one. Jack Owen was one. Talked about how much turnover there's been. It's been some consistency, too. Here's a throwback to second. Corona Grauer gets back there in time before the tag attempt from Johnny Peck. Much less time for Corona Grauer. This is just his 12th game today with the Nuts. Of course, he just got drafted back in the 2024 amateur draft a couple of months ago. Pitch, swing, and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Lansing was able to come through with an infield RBI single from Schofield Sam with two outs in the sixth. Can they get something here again with two outs in the seventh? From Johnny Butler, two walks and a strikeout today. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Filthy breaking ball running in and low. Back-to-back strikeouts for Alba. He toughened up when Corona Grauer got to second. Dickey, Butler, go down. Your two and three hitters. We will stretch it out one final time here. Bottom seven coming up next from West Michigan, 1-1.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hey.
heartbreaking news in Miami, Florida. Jason Sanders has missed wide left, and Clayton Bell is going through it right now. 17-14, Jacksonville still leads the Finns down there at Hard Rock Stadium. Here's Blake Pontes, first pitch. That is in there, strike one. Johnny Peck, Roberto Campos, Isaac Pacheco coming up in the bottom of the seventh. Sun is out on a 70-degree Sunday afternoon. 1-1 our score. The pitch, shot foul, first base side. No balls, two strikes. So your rooting interest here in the booth today, NFL-wise. We got Clayton Bell rooting for the Dolphins. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, 425. His Washington Commanders take on the Tampa Bay Bucks. And then at about 8:20 or so, the Lions take on the Rams. There you go. Those are our teams. Lions, Commanders, and Dolphins. The pitch. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. Of course, the Lugnuts. The main team, though, done a nice job in this one again today. Low scoring. Pitch home. That is down low. 2-2. I'll tell you what, Blaise Pontes has done a nice job. He's come in since the fourth inning. 1-2-3 fourth, one hit in the fifth, one hit in the sixth. That's been it. Kept this West Michigan offense in check. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. He just reared back and threw that one by him. Third strikeout for Pontes against Johnny Peck. And now here comes Roberto Campos, 1-1 our score, bottom seven. Pitch home. And that is in there, strike one. And we got some youngsters right in front of the crowd mic hanging out in the aisle, so apologize for technical difficulties here. Pitch, that is in there a little bit low, one ball, one strike. Here comes the next offering, and that is in there, strike two. Roberto Campos today, 0-2, line out and strike out. One, two pitch. Swing and it's lifted, deep out to left field, hit well. Valenzuela is going back, he looks up, it's gone. That ball was crushed. Campos with his 10th. West Michigan leads 2-1. Well, yesterday it was a two-run homer in the eighth from Tyrone Lorenzo that gave West Michigan a 2-1 lead, where they eventually won 2-1. Today, it's a solo shot in the seventh. And they have a 2-1 lead again. Isaac Pacheco is set to come up. Kevin Kuzmanoff, the interim manager, over these last couple of days, out there to take the baseball from Blaise Pontes. He pitched well, but there's the ball he was hoping he wouldn't give up. He does so. So he will exit. And the Nuts will bring in Garrett Irvin here to try and get them through the final couple of outs in the seventh. So that's the tough part today. They pitched it well, but even in a park that is pitcher-friendly, they've given up two home runs. Solo shot to Pacheco in the second. Solo shot to Campos here in the seventh. So that certainly will create a tough line there on a well-pitched day for Blaise Pontes. Are jumping around here at LMCU ballpark. Pontes goes 3 1/3, gives up three hits. The one home run there that we just heard, three strikeouts. So here comes the man that had the first home run of the day that got them on the board in the second. It's Isaac Pacheco. Here's the pitch home from the lefty. Swing and a miss from Pacheco. Good looking slider away there from Irvin, and time called right away by Pacheco as he faces the lefty Irvin here. Four-seam fastball, slider, curve, and the circle change for Irvin. Pitch home. That is there on the outer edge. Strike two with the fastball this time. Now the 0-2 pitch. Ranking ball is hit out to shallow center field. Long run. Butler coming in. Can't get there. Back-to-back hits. Campos the home run. Pacheco the single to greet Irvin. And there's one on with one out. Well, we talked about it. Lansing coming into today is hoping that the number is not Luke Gold's number in the loss column. Number 9 steps in right now. They had lost 8 straight coming into today. Now trail 2-1 in the 7th. Lefty-righty. Irvin throws. Breaking ball in there. Strike 1. My goodness, we are getting a ton of traffic down the aisle right now here in this 7th inning. Come on, people. Sit down.
Isle Royale.
The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. I mean, we had a lady and a guy standing and just moving up and down the 2-3 steps right in front of the crowd mic for a good 5 minutes. Go back, check the home run from Campos. You'll hear no crowd sound.
Getting their steps in.
What are they doing? We just did the 7th inning stretch. Isn't that good enough? 2-1 Whitecaps in the bottom of the 7th. 1 on, 1 out. The 0-2 to number 9. Swing and it's popped up to shallow left center. Butler over to his left. Now goes back. It actually had some carry on it with the wind blowing out that direction. 2 outs. So, yes, Lansing has lost 8 straight coming into today. And we asked you back in the 4th, how many times does that make this that they've had an 8-game losing streak in their franchise history?
Leanne Cook emailed in guessing 8.
Wow. No. Good guess, though. Pitch home to Jim Jarvis. This is popped up center field. Butler is in to his left. Now shuffles right. A thin shuffle, though. Just a kind of a half shuffle. And the final 2 outs go to the center fielder. It is Radio Tees going to be told to you coming up in the 8th inning. How about that? Ah, the power of radio and audio streaming. 2-1, Whitecaps lead, thanks to the Campos home run off of Blaise Pontes.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Top of the 8th inning, Lansing now facing a deficit for the second time in this game. They were trailing 1-0 after 2, tied it 1-1 in the 6th, and then just gave up another solo shot in the 7th. So work to be done here in the 8th. Iker Wiese, the new righty, is in to face Luke Mann, the lefty. First pitch home, and the lefty takes it low and inside. Well, the trivia answer was guessed was 8. It is actually a fourth time that Lansing has dropped 8 in a row, this being the fourth time in their franchise history and first since 2015. Pitch home. Swing and a miss from Mann. Today he's 1-for-3. So in 2015, it was August 12th through August 20th. Then you go back to 2006. That predates Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, July 13th through the 21st. Pitch home. A little bit low. 2-1. And then 2002, August 16th through the 22nd. So two of the four have come in August. This one comes in September. 2-1 pitch. That's down low. 3 balls and a strike. So this is the fourth 8-game skid for the Lugnuts. Yes, the Bears have scored another touchdown, not offensively. 3-1. That's down low. Ball 4. Luke Mann is aboard. Jesse just wanted to point it out. Yes, Caleb Williams has accounted, I think, for 6 points today. So they've got a defensive touchdown. They've got a punt block touchdown. Now Caleb Williams has a chance for the two-point try here so he can make it 24-17. Oh, they got it. He's wide open in the flat, a little swing pass, and the Bears are up by 7. 7:35 to go in the fourth. Shout out Johnny Butler. Pitch home. Slider outside, ball 1 to C.J. Rodriguez.
Adam, here's a question. Let's say the Lugnuts fall today. So it would be a losing streak going into the offseason. Is that something that we would look at, let's say, entering next year? Them trying to stop, yeah.
It is, and we're hoping that that's not the case. Hopefully they come back and win this one. Down 2-1, though, in the eighth. Pitch home. Line drive out to left center field. Hit well, but Clark under it to his right as it hung up. Makes the catch. Rifles it back in. One down. Good contact again today from Rodriguez.
Last time that we saw Wheezy 2 days ago, Lugnuts destroyed him. Scored 4 runs against him in 1 inning. That's good contact after the leadoff walk. Here's the question. Can Casey Yamauchi, who's generally one of the best guys on the team for just getting base hits, spraying the ball all over the place, can he come through and maybe his final at-bat of 2024?
Well, you'd love to see it because he, in this series, is 0-for-15. A couple of balls in play today. The pitch, bouncing ball, weakly hit third base side. He almost beat out a couple at short and second base. 2-1 the score. It's been nip and tuck throughout, really, the last couple of days. 2-1 win yesterday for West Michigan. They're trying to duplicate that in, what is it called, a power washing if they win all six? Is that the term?
Yeah, that's what we came up with.
0-1, line drive, that's through for a base hit. So there you go, maybe the last AB for Yamauchi, and Casey at the bat looks up and says, finally, finally, there is joy in West Michigan.
The celebration from the dugout. And his first base coach, Danny Bautista Jr., celebrating with him. Off the schneid.
Celebrate good times, come on. Now can the Nuts pay it off? They've got 2 on, 1 out. They've left runners on in 5 of the 7 innings today. It's T.J. Schofield-Sam. First pitch fastball in there, 96, strike 1. Second inning, Lansing left 1 on. Fourth inning and fifth inning and sixth inning, they left 2 on in each. And now 1 left on in the seventh. Here we are in the eighth. 2 on, 1 out, 2-1, Whitecaps. Righty-lefty, pitch home. Outside. Schofield Sam, he's had a good day. 2-for-3. 2 singles. Last one in the sixth brought in Lansing's only run to this point. As Butler scored. Mann is at second, Yamauchi at first. A pitch, line drive, foul. Thank goodness the netting was there because that was hammered. Just beyond the third base dugout. First base dugout, rather. Diego Barrera, by the way, warming for the Nuts down that first base line in the pen. 1-2. That's taken a little bit up high. Oh, boy, is West Michigan going to be upset about that one. That was fully in the top outer part of the zone. Not given. A break for Schofield Sam. Can he pay it off? 2-2. Shot foul off the netting. We're playing some good throwbacks today. He's played Pink Floyd Money. It's a party, it's a party. Is that the Dem Franchise Boys, I think? 2-2. Lifted. Deep out to right. This is hit well. Campos is going back. He's towards the track. He's at the wall. It's out of here. No way. Oh, Canada. TJ Schofield Sam rocks one to right. And the Nuts have their first lead. Just the second extra base hit of the day is a three-run shot. 4-2 Nuts. All right, here's Cole Kahn. The pitch home. Up high, ball one. And all of a sudden, the Nuts are now six outs away from ending this eight-game skid. What a big swing right there by TJ Schofield Sam. Pitch home. Oh, that comes in. Did it clip Kahn? Quickly got out of the way. I don't believe so. 2-0.
There's just been some catharsis throughout this game. We saw it with the Casey Yamauchi single. And TJ Schofield Sam letting out his own frustrations. That dugout is a fired up place right now.
Two-oh pitch. That's outside. Three balls, no strikes. How about that for Schofield Sam? I mean, that's got to be a great feeling. His second home run as a Lugnut. Now a quick visit to Wheezy on the mounds. Lansing lost 2-1 yesterday. They're sitting on an out and a couple of guys on base. And they finally deliver with runners in scoring position here over the last couple of innings. 1-6 and now a three-run shot in the eighth. We'll be singing maybe Do You Remember? September 8th. Pitch home. And that is down low, ball four. Do you remember the eighth night of September / afternoon? Shout out Earth, Wind, and Fire. 4-2 Lugnuts. That's their 10th hit today. And now a walk to Cole Kahn. And Jess, you said it. Iker Wheezy, the Lugnuts were able to get to him the other day. They have been able to get to him again today. But as we know, it has not been easy closing out games here at LMCU Ballpark. So, work still to be done, both defensively but also offensively, if you can find anything else to help you out. The Lugnuts would love it.
For the Whitecaps, too, you know, coming up in the bottom of the eighth inning, Max Clark is going to get another shot at things. There just is a different feel today. Luis Morales only went three innings. Then Blaise Pontes was great before the Campos homer. You've gotten Carota Grauer and C.J. Rodriguez and T.J. Schofield Sam with multi-hit games, and there have been some patient at-bats. Think about the walks drawn by the Lugnuts today. Five of them on a day in which you say, it's the last day of the year, everybody's swinging at everything close. No, they've been locked in, and they are right there where they want to be at the end of the game, trying to finish off the season with a W.
And on a day where the wind is blowing out to right, three home runs have gone out, two solo shots for the Whitecaps, and then a big three-run boom from TJ Schofield Sam moments ago. Runner at first, still one out. Here's Saheed Valenzuela. Wheezy comes home. That is low outside. Dan Rickaball, longtime pitching coach, just out there to try and have a couple of words here, see if they can figure out how to get these final two outs. Lansing with a run in the sixth and the three-run blast here in the eighth. Pitch home. There goes Khan to second. It's a strike. The throw down to second is late. It kicks off the back foot of Khan and ricochets over towards the shortstop position where Jim Jarvis, the second baseman, rounds over there to pick it up. But it's a swipe for Khan. And the Nuts now have another runner in scoring position for Valenzuela. You can listen in to Gwen Stefani and how the Lansing Lugnuts dugout sounds right now. Some woo-hoos down there after the Schofield Sam bomb. 1-1. Bouncing ball back towards second. Peck has it behind the bag, over towards first. Gets it there in time. Basically works as a ground out sacrifice. Khan gets to third, two outs. And Joshua Kuroda Grauer had a few hits yesterday, has two hits today, has a chance for a two-out knock to potentially make this a 5-2 lead for Lansing. Righty-righty matchup. 4-2 Nuts. Top of the eighth, rather. Pitch home. Hugs in on him. Ball one. Fastball at 94. Wheezy set from the stretch. Khan at third. Throws home. Slides outside. Well, you certainly don't want to end the season on a 9-game skid. It's a long time before Lansing Lugnuts baseball comes back next April. Trying to finish it out with a win. 2-0 pitch. That's up over the head of Kuroda Grauer, but it's a kind bounce back towards home plate for Hurtado, so Khan doesn't risk it. But boy, if that goes anywhere else, he's coming in to score. Fortunate for Wheezy and for Hurtado. Unfortunate for Wheezy because that wasn't close, and it's now 3-0 on Kuroda Grauer.
He's scattershot. I don't think Wheezy knows where this next pitch is going.
Here it is. It's a fastball. Boy, it was right there on the inside part of the plate. Doesn't get the call. Ball four. And that's going to do it. Tony Cappuccelli will take him out before Jared Dickey, the lefty, comes up. Two on, two out. 4-2 Nuts thanks to a three-run jack from TJ Schofield Sam. And we will get a pitching change here.
It's big time by the Lugnuts offense. In a series in which they have been lacking big swings, they got one late.
How about one more, though, Jesse?
Well, you know, you've got two runners on. And the opportunity here is to make the Whitecaps pay for Wheezy's pitching inaccuracy. Right? He's been wild. He's been all over the place. Now you take on a pitcher in Tanner Kolop who throws hard, but whom the Lugnuts have hit this year.
Well, and all it takes is one more hit to, again, lengthen this lead. We'll see if they can get it. Jared Dickey today, 1-for-4. 2 ground outs, a strikeout, and then the base hit back in the fourth. Clayton Bell's fired up right now, 17-17 in the battle for Miami. 3 minutes to play, 3rd and 14 for the Jags. Back goes Trevor Lawrence, steps up. He's sacked back at the 20-yard line. Clayton Bell is doing that dance, and his Miami Dolphins are about to get the football back coming up on the 2-minute warning with a chance to win it with a field goal in the home opener at Hard Rock Stadium. Folks, he's fired up here as we wait for Tanner Kolop to warm up. Jesse, your comments.
How Clayton is feeling up here is how the Lugnuts are feeling in the first baseside dugout. Back to you, Adam.
All right, thanks so much. That's a report down from the field, I suppose. Well, the Lugnuts would love to feel a little bit better. Do they have anything else left offensively?
What I loved about Jared Dickey back in the fourth inning, right? Got a fastball, just laid the barrel right down in it, lasered it into right center field. Same thing here.
10 home runs for Dickey. The pitch. Fastball shoots in, strike one. His one Lugnut home run came in his former spot at Quad Cities as he was traded over from the Royals That ball's jumping down the right field line today. The pitch is a bouncing ball, weakly hit the other way. Third baseman Pacheco comes over from the infield, grabs, throws in time, and that'll do it. Eight batters come to the plate. We see a couple of different pitchers. Three walks, two hits, the big one, a three-run shot from the man out of Canada, TJ Schofield. Sam booms his second and rockets the Nuts in front. They're up 4-2, bottom eight next.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, to the bottom of the eighth we go. Lansing, West Michigan, and another battle between these two in-state rivals. The Nuts have pushed in front. 4-2, Lansing, thanks to a three-run bomb from TJ Schofield Sam. Now it is Garrett Urban to come back out for his first full inning of work. He faces Ricardo Hurtado. Pitch home. First pitch is a little bit wide, ball one. Hurtado today, 0-2. Seth Stevenson, the nine-hitter, waits on deck, then back to the top for Max Clark. Pitch home. Breaking ball loops in high, 2-0.
Important first two batters to bear down on, the 8-9 hitters. You don't want Clark to come up with anybody on.
Massive, massive first two to get at the bottom of the card. 2-0 pitch. That's on the inside corner. Big pitch right there to get him back in. Fastball, 2-1. They play the righty, Hurtado, in his debut to pull to the left side. He's 0-2. Strikeout, ground ball, double play out. Pitch. That is up there high. 3-1.
Diego Barrera is getting himself ready in the Lux bullpen when needed.
Yes, indeed. He was warming up in the last half inning, so I think he's ready whenever they want to go to him. 3-1 pitch. That shoots in. A little bit low. Boy, you can't do that.
Nope.
That is a huge, huge mistake. A five-pitch walk to Hurtado in his debut. He was 0-2. And now here comes Seth Stevenson, and immediately the tying run is at the plate.
First walk given up by a Lugnuts pitcher all game.
And that might do it, because here comes Kuz out there. He has not made the point. There it is. That'll be it for Garrett Irvin. Well, it's a short leash. And again, walking a guy on five pitches in a tight spot like this where Lansing is desperate for a win. That'll get the yank. And now we will indeed get Diego Barrera here coming in this eighth inning. The Lugnuts up 4-2, trying to get the final six outs of this game and get their first win this week and avoid the six-game sweep.
Adam, it's Barrera's second appearance of the series. He went on Tuesday. Barrera in that game, it didn't go all that well for him. He recorded the final, first out of the inning, but if you remember, he then gave up four straight singles as West Michigan scored three in the bottom of the ninth inning to wipe out a 4-1 Lugnuts lead.
Oh, we remember that one. Tough one. Not super hard contact, just singles that found the gaps. There was also a questionable strike three call that was missed that kind of deflated the start of that half inning. So we're hoping that Barrera can potentially get the final six here, get the Nuts home with a victory. Okay. Seth Stevenson about to come up here. He's 0 for 2. Foul fly out and a ground out. Runner on, nobody out. Barrera bent down over. Looks into his mitt. Behind the hill and now pops up. He's ready to go. The lefty, 6 foot, 165 pound, 24-year-old out of Ocoee, Florida. 20th rounder last year out of Loyola Marymount. Four to two nuts, bottom eight. The pitch home. Bunt shown, pulled back, pitches outside, ball one. That is six pitches in this half inning by Lugnuts, and five have been out of the zone. Pitch home. This is popped up, shallow left field, long run in for Valenzuela. He's got time, he's got room, he makes the catch. There is the first out, one down.
Enormous. You and I know how Seth Stevenson can cause havoc on the bases.
Got a Max Clark ground ball, inning-ending double play served up here for us, Jesse. He's fast, so it's got to be right at like a Kuroda Grauer at short, so he can run to the bag, tag it, and throw to first. They shift him to the right side. The lefty-lefty matchup. And the first pitch is in there low. Ball one. Lansing 4, West Michigan 2. Bottom 8 here in the final game of the regular season. The pitch, way outside. Max Clark, of course, the highly touted number one prospect in all of the Tigers organization, top 10 prospect in all of minor league baseball. The pitch, breaking ball, shoots in, strike one.
One of his top qualities, too, has been how well he hits left-handed pitching.
Oh, we got a youngster that's touching the crowd mic. Hey, buddy, leave that alone. Thank you. Come on, Dad. 2-1. That's fly back our way and just below us. Two balls, two strikes. Update, 41 seconds to go. First and 10, Miami. They've got it in field goal range. Just running down the clock here. Hand off for a yard or two right in the middle of the field. They're going to take the timeout soon here. Wind this one down. Wind it down.
By the way, Caleb is 1-0.
2-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball right in front of the plate. It's fielded by Rodriguez. Picks it up. Throws to first just in time to get the speedy Max Clark. That was close. Boy, Rodriguez took his time in hurrying but not rushing. And he had a split half second before Max Clark out there, and he found Cole Kahn for the second out. Hurtado to second.
You said it. That's all about the internal clock for C.J. Rodriguez, understanding how much time he has and making the play.
So now here's Max Anderson. The pitch. That's in there. Inside corner, strike one. Caleb Williams is indeed 1-0. Come back and beat the Titans with a couple of non-offensive touchdowns. 0-1. And his fly back and up towards sweet level. No balls, two strikes. So Barrera coming in here, throwing strikes. Now trying to get the final out. Keep this a 4-2 game before we head to the ninth. 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon in West Michigan at LMCU Ballpark. 0-2. Outside.
I love it because final day of the season, you never know how high will the stakes be. How seriously will everybody take it on both sides? We've got a tense one.
Lansing wants this win bad. No question about it. 1-2. Inside, as they should. Competitive juices got to kick in on the last day of baseball. There's, you know, that feel of want to be done, want to get out of here, but I'm going to get one last win. Finish the season the right way. Barrera's 2-2. Breaking ball, weakly hit towards third. Man to his left, sets, shuffles, throws in time. Diego Barrera comes in, and after the walk issued by Urban, gets a 1-2-3 of the 9-1 and 2 batters. Once again, the Lugnuts 3 outs away from ending this skid. Can they do it? Can they tack on any insurance? 4-2, Jesse Goldberg-Strasser tells you if they can when we return.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strasler.
T.J. Schofield-Sams, three-run go-ahead home run in the eighth inning, has the Lugnuts leading 4-2 entering the ninth. Tanner Kolob came out of the West Michigan pen to record the final out of the top of the eighth. It's Kolob for the ninth inning against Butler, Mann, and Rodriguez in what might be the last inning of the Lugnuts 2024 season. 3-4-5 hitters in the order. Roddy Kolob throws. Johnny Butler batting left takes ball one inside. Butler today has struck out twice. He has walked twice. He has scored a run. He has 200 career hits for the Lugnuts. The pitch. Lofted it out to center field. Clark started back. Now he waits. Makes the catch. There's one gone. Out of the Lugnuts bullpen, Diego Barrera set down Stevenson, Clark, and Anderson in order. That to strand Ricardo Hurtado. And when we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, it will stay the southpaw Barrera against 3, 4, and 5, Peck, Campos, and Pacheco. Well, the question is, will the lead be 2 for the Lugnuts or more? The pitch. The man takes. Strike called on the outside corner. Game number 131 in this season. There was a game that was canceled on the road at Beloit. That's why we didn't make it to 132. The pitch. Down and away. Although, Adam, we did get to call a 132nd game. The very start. The Lugnuts against Michigan State.
We sure did. 131. Is that all?
That's all. Made it here safe and sound. The pitch. Man fouls it off at home. Hurts the catcher, Hurtado. Oh. That left catching arm. The mitt right now is swinging. One ball and two strikes from Mann. 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Luke Mann is another guy who, as the season is coming to a close, he appears to have settled in after he had a slump of an August. Mann is a base hit and a walk today. Butler has reached twice on two walks. Two singles and a walk for Josh Carota-Grauer. Two base hits for C.J. Rodriguez. Three hits for Schofield-Sam. The 1-2. Fouled back. Keep it right here. A single for Casey Amauchi. A walk for Cole Kahn. A walk for Saheed Valenzuela. A single for Jared Dickey. The whole nine-man starting lineup has reached base at least once.
I feel like people are invested. They want to know the Dolphins win, Jesse.
Dolphins did win. Jason Sanders. The pitch. Down and in. Walk-off 52-yard field goal. Congratulations, Dolphins fans.
Jason Barry Sanders. Right down the chute, baby.
4-2 Lugnuts here. Two-tone bat in the hands of Mann. The pitch. Line drive. Sprayed foul off the left side. Below the sweet level. Nice catch made by a fan. A little bit of a game-winning field goal here. Perhaps the three-run shot by T.J. Schofield-Sam last inning.
Uh-huh.
Here's the pitch. That, too, is fouled away off the left side. meeting number 24 of the year for the Lugnuts and Whitecaps, all in the second half. Colip throws. Shot up the middle, couple of bounces to shortstop Peck, the throw to first, two outs. Now CJ Rodriguez. Are there fans who are leaving? They're leaving here in this top of the ninth inning. They don't want to stay for the finish?
Tough.
Oh.
Looks like she's got a young kiddo. That might be why.
If I was that kiddo, I'd want to see the end.
Sometimes they dictate if you got to leave a little early, you know?
CJ Rodriguez, first pitch. Fastball missed inside. Ball one. 10 after 4 in the Eastern time zone.
I would say Jesse would know something about that, but he doesn't, folks. His son does not ever want to leave early.
No.
Never.
We've got the generations here. My parents are here, in addition to Alon and Christy. 1-0. Ground ball hopping foul up the left side. 1-1. Rodriguez has a double in the second, a single in the fourth. 2-for-4. Lined out hard to center field his last time. 2 outs with nobody on, top of the ninth. Lugnuts 4, Whitecaps 2. Colip looks for the perfect frame. Comes set. Deals. Fastball missed outside. At 98 miles an hour. 2 balls and a strike. Casey Amauchi's on deck, hoping it gets to him. The pitch. Breaking ball. Strike 2 called on the outside corner. I mean, when it gets to this point of the year where you don't know, is this going to be my last at-bat? Am I going to get another chance? What does CJ do with it? Break even. Dribbler towards short. Peck comes in. He gloves. He throws. Rodriguez is out. And so are the Lugnuts in a perfect ninth. And now we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, perhaps 3 outs away from the season ending. Lugnuts leading the West Michigan Whitecaps 4-2. And Diego Barrera is coming back to the mound.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org. and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We are 206 days away from the next Lugnuts game. That's the Crosstown Showdown on April the 1st against Michigan State. We're 213 days away from Midwest League opening day 2025. It is Grandparents' Day, and the Lansing Lugnuts are 3 outs away from a 4-2 win to close out their 28th season. Diego Barrera against Peck, Campos, and Pacheco. 3-4-5 for the Whitecaps. Bottom of the ninth. 4-2 Lugnuts leading on a 3-run homer by TJ Schofield. Sam in the eighth. The folks out on the playing surface are waiting for the crowd to settle as they're throwing out t-shirts one last time.
Find a way. Don't care how. Get it done, Lugs.
Lefty Barrera deals to Johnny Peck. Hit in the air and foul off the right side. Out of play, strike one. Adam, I brought out the fishbowl one last time as well for this bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah. Figured, why not? Peck is 0-3, 2 strikeouts for the Pepperdine Wave. The pitch. He takes a called strike from the Loyola Marymount Lion. Nothing and two.
Throwing strikes, baby. That's what you want.
Guerrero recorded three straight outs in the bottom of the eighth inning after relieving Garrett Irvin, fouling a leadoff walk. He left the runner at second. Guerrero has his sign. 0-2 pitch to Johnny Peck. Outside. Clayton Bell has selected one. Are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Your fishbowl question is, what is your favorite meal? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner? There's the 1-2. A chopper off the glove of Ferreira, back of the mound towards short, and Peck reaches. If Ferreira doesn't touch it, it's likely bounding its way to Yamauchi. It's an infield single instead for Johnny Peck.
These lucky hops in these ninth innings for West Michigan are remarkable. Got to play through it.
Now Roberto Campos, who homered his last time. That gave the Whitecaps their second run. Their first run came on a Pacheco homer. Pacheco's on deck. 4-2, Lugnuts. First pitch. Outside corner, strike called. Adam, I'm going to go. My favorite meal of the day is breakfast. And 0-1. Up and away. One ball, one strike. Do you know what baseball has done to me? Is it's taken away the thrill of dinner because we can't have a really good dinner at the ballpark.
Of course, but Jesse, as you know, as I lead you on these excursions in the morning, breakfast is the best of the day.
Bowed back into the screen. Do you also vote breakfast number one?
Oh, it's not even close.
Okay.
There's no such thing as lunch or dinner even touching the best meal of the day. Wake up, start your day, get revved up, have a great day, get some breakfast, man.
The pitch coming. Campos takes up and away. Two balls and two strikes on the West Michigan right fielder. Just in case the Lugnuts have some more action on going in the pen. The right-hander Yason Sanchez warms. 4-2 Nuts, last of the night, nobody out. The pitch, Campos fouls it away. Okay, Clayton chose one, I'm choosing one, you get to choose one. My fishbowl question is, apples or oranges?
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going apples.
I love that we're pulling out. I can tell by the writing. We're pulling out some Adam Jackson.
Are these your questions? The pitch. Campos takes outside. Count is full. Love Honeycrisp, but it's not just that. Cosmic Crisp is great. Evercrisp, Sweet Tango, Rave. I chop up some Granny Smith with a little honey. I'm an apples guy. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch from Barrera. On its way. Broken back, ground ball down to third. Grabbed by Mann, feed second. They get one, turn to first. It is in time. Double play. 5-4-3, and a busted bat along the way. The Lugnuts are one out away from victory.
Was wondering, could they get one more double play? They've had a couple today. Got one in the fifth, got one in the sixth. It wasn't hit extremely hard. There's a bat in the way, as you mentioned, but Luke Mann turns it around the horn. And we got one more out left to go in the 2024 season.
It's Isaac Pacheco, homered back in the second. Lefty to lefty. Strike called outside corner. 88-mile-an-hour fastball from Barrera.
As I sit next to the Floridian, I have to take oranges. Love apples, but oranges, whew.
0-1. Down and away. One ball, one strike. The Lugnuts are leading 4-2. Bottom of the ninth. Two outs, nobody on. Sunday, September the 8th, final day of the year. A 1-1 pitch. Low, ball two. All right, Adam, your pick now. Final fishbowl of the year. Pacheco's 2-for-3, a homer, a strikeout, a single. 26 outs recorded. The pitch. Ground ball rolled over. Second baseman Yamauchi gloves over to first. And this ball game and the season is over. The Lugnuts defeat the Whitecaps 4-2. The losing streak ends right here at 8 games. And the Lugnuts close things out in their 28th season with a win at their arch rival West Michigan.
Big time. Needed it. 8 straight losses. We talked about it. They were winning most of yesterday's game. Didn't get it done. But today, in the second day, is acting manager Kevin Kuzminoff, a high five down there. Lugnuts get it done. TJ Schofield, Sam, the big three-run blast. And that was what the Nuts needed. And then a little six-out save from Diego Barrera. Well done today for the Nuts to finish the 2024 season.
Yes, sir. Luis Morales, the first three innings for the Lugnuts. One run, he struck out three. Blaise Pontes, three and a third innings. One run, he struck out three. Each allowed a solo home run. Those were your only Whitecaps runs. Garrett Irvin, two-thirds of an inning to close out the seventh. He walked a batter to open up the eighth, and as Adam mentioned, Diego Barrera, all three outs of the eighth, and then he faced the minimum in the ninth. T.J. Schofield, Sam's three-run homer in the top of the eighth inning swings this one to the Lugnuts.
Yeah, just a great win. Again, Lansing didn't have the season they wanted. Neither did West Michigan, but you know what? Lansing finds a way in the season finale, and this is pretty cool. Some handshakes here from both sides. At least maybe West Michigan's coming out. Hopefully Lansing is too. A little team sportsmanship right here after a long, hard-fought season. Pretty darn cool that the two teams finish it off.
Yes, sir. See Luis Morales over Noah Huff. The head athletic trainer is going to shake hands with Justin Wagler, the West Michigan Whitecaps athletic trainer, and more of these wonderful meetings between players. Seth Stevenson and Jared Dickey, the Tennessee Vols teammates, get together. I think Luis Morales is looking for Roberto Campos. The Whitecaps whole team has come out to applaud the crowd. Everybody here at LMCU Ballpark who has supported them all year, their 30th season here in what used to be called Old Kent Ballpark in Comstock Park, north of Grand Rapids. Fun to see each of the Lugnuts looking out, acknowledging their friends on the other side in the home white uniforms. I saw Jack Owen, the longtime Lugnuts pitcher, with the longtime Lugnuts pitching coach Don Schulze, and the two of them were sharing a special moment just outside the first baseside dugout. And now Don has come out with the bullpen catcher, Cullen Turner, and Jack Owen. And it looks like we're going to get a full photograph getting taken of the three of them just down the right side. Meanwhile, Luis Morales, he has some Sanchez outside the dugout. Yeah. The Whitecaps address their fans, meanwhile, down below. And you know what? Final day of the season for everybody. Max Anderson just took the microphone for West Michigan. The Whitecaps record falls to 37-28 here in the second half, 68-63 for the year. While the Lugnuts finish off the year, they went 32-33 in the first half, 27-39 here in the second half, 59-72 in the Lugnuts' 28th season. But it ends sweetly with the victory over West Michigan. Bob Wells has taken the microphone away from the manager, Tony Cappuccelli, in his first year as the skipper of the Whitecaps. They give one last cheer for their hometown crowd. And I still see a couple of Lugnuts watching on. You know, you think about the players on the losing team, Adam, whenever the team across from them wins the championship and celebrates on the field. Now Luis Morales comes back out. And there's Roberto Campos with a big handshake and the hug. Yason Sanchez right there, too. And everybody gets together. Morales, very popular in the Lugnuts clubhouse. And Campos, likewise, for West Michigan. Final totals, 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 10 runners left on for the Lugnuts, 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position. But one of those hits was a 3-run homer by T.J. Schofield Sam, who, let me remind you, he delivered the first RBI for the Lugnuts, an RBI single in the 6th. So Schofield Sam knocks in all 4, 3 hits, 4-2, the Lugnuts win in front of 7,048. And 2 hours and 18 minutes for the final day of the year. For the Whitecaps, 2 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and they went 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position. Only 3 left on because of the pitching by Morales, Pontes, Irvin, and Barrera. And Adam, that's just about going to do it for us this year.
Yes, indeed. Another long, fun season of Lugnuts baseball from August until September. Following every game, sticking along with his team, watching the progression of the pitchers, the hitters, the fielders, the coaching staff, guys coming in, guys getting promoted. It's always fun. It's great to have Lugnuts baseball in Michigan State Capitol and to do it since 1996. never take it for granted. And was a pleasure once again, my man, and great to see the Lugnuts finish with a win on what was not the way they wanted to finish the year leading up to this. But they get the job done today after a heartbreaking couple of losses earlier this week, and even then some last week as well.
Here's to the whole team, the staff, the players. Here's to everyone who works with the Lansing Lugnuts, full-time, part-time. General Manager Zach Clark here in attendance in West Michigan for the season finale. And here's to everybody who loves this team, who supports this team, and who's listened in to us, who's watched these games, who supported everybody, whether near or far. We thank you for going nuts with us. 206 days away from the 2025 Crosstown Showdown.
See you in spring training, man.
See you, Adam. Absolutely. I'll see Adam before that in Mount Pleasant. Fire up to you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
For Adam Jaxa, for Nate Miller, who assisted us, for everyone along the way, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Final score one last time. The Lugnuts 4, the Whitecaps 2. For today, for the rest of your weekend, and for all off-season long, go Nuts! Take care, and we'll see you back at Jackson Field.